Okay, thanks for your patience, first of all. And secondly, I'm talking with Scott Michael, President and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And we'll begin in 3, 2, 1. Are you making a smart move? By move, we mean move. May is National Moving Month. Will you avoid the scams that happen and make a smart move? We're joined by Scott Michael, President and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning.
Now, when we talk about a smart move, obviously, you know, whether you're moving across the country, across the state, or just across town, a lot of us, myself included, really hate the idea of moving. There are professionals out there to help.
Absolutely, and that's the first tip that you really ought to look for is talk to some professional movers, get some estimates, and make sure that you're checking out, doing your research, and know who you're working with, who the movers are that you're going to hire.
Now, where do I start? Let's say I want to move, you know, I'm moving 100 miles away or farther, and where do I start, and how do I know that I'm dealing with a reputable company or a reputable individual?
The best place to start is on our website, which is moving.org. We've got some great tips there for consumers to understand how to interact with a mover, how to prepare for their move, things to do, like checklist of things to do in advance. And we also have a list of professional movers. We call them pro movers that we have gone through and done the checks on to make sure that these are legitimate, reputable companies that will do a good job for you.
And when we think of hiring a business, we think of the Better Business Bureau, but the American Moving and Storage Association has partnered, actually, with the Better Business Bureau to offer some of these tips and advice.
That's correct. We've got a good relationship with the BBB, and that's another good resource to check out your mover is to see what kind of ratings they have and what kinds of complaints they have with the BBB. But they've worked with us to try and establish National Moving Month to make sure that consumers who are thinking about moving at some point this summer will start the planning process now. This is a good time to start doing your research, check out the companies, get prepared so that you know what you're getting into. And BBB's joined us along with some other partners to help make sure that that Moving Month can be as successful as possible for the consumers.
Now, I assume, obviously, you have to pick a month. May is National Moving Month. It's a good time, you know, I don't know. I guess I'm sure that's not an arbitrary choice of May. But now, is summer the busy, is that the busy moving season, or is it pretty spread out through the year?
Exactly. The summer is when a lot of people try to move because the kids are out of school, and it seems to be the most convenient time to do that. A lot of home sales happen in the spring, and people are putting their house on the market now, and so they're getting ready to move during the summer months. So May is really the start of the busy season. People are moving quite a bit now and will throughout the rest of the summer. There are some folks that move during the non-peak times, during the fall and winter, and I certainly would encourage people to do that if they have the flexibility to change the time that they're moving. You won't get the movers won't be as tired if you're moving during the off time of year. You'll get a little more focused attention. You might get a little better pricing too. A lot of movers have special peak season pricing that is going to make it a little more expensive to move during the summer. So if you have the flexibility, certainly consider moving in the non-peak time of the year. But the summer months is really the heart of it, and so we selected May because it's really the start of the busiest season of the year for our industry.
Now, with that in mind, let's say I'm making this move. I'm going to do it this summer. Do I go on your website and find a company and call them up and say, hey, I need you to move me. Let's get this done. Is there a process that you'd recommend? Should I look at more than one mover?
You certainly want to talk to more than one mover. We recommend at least three companies should come into your home and get an estimate of what the items are that you have to get moved. Many consumers will forget about things in the basement or the attic or the pictures hanging on the wall or other things like that. So it's good to have the professional mover come into your home. It should be a free estimate where you don't get charged for the service. Have them come in, take a look at everything to be moved, They also will take a look at the area around your house to see if there's any obstructions, like low-hanging tree branches or a steep driveway or any issues that would prevent the large vehicle from getting in to take care of things. And you do want to get at least 3 estimates. We say they should be in writing as well, just to document exactly what the services are that you're going to be having done by the mover. And if one of the estimates is out of line with the others, if it's really low or really high, I'd be a little leery about using one that's very far away from the norm. And you can find movers on our moving.org website that will come into your area. We have a search that you can do by zip code or other ways to find movers in your community. Making sure they're in your neighborhood and in your area makes it a lot easier to check on the company and be sure that they're a legitimate mover.
And beyond that, are there any red flags to look for as far as a mover? Is there something that might indicate that there's a problem, maybe a scam artist or someone who's not really qualified to do the job? Is there anything that we can look for as far as that, indicators?
Some of the red flags that we found are movers that don't have an actual physical address. If it just is a P.O. box or if it goes to just a mailing address, rather than a legitimate business location, that's certainly a red flag. If they have a bad rating, we talked about the BBB earlier, if they have a bad rating with BBB or other online sites, that could be a concern. If they won't come to your home to provide an estimate, that's also an indication that there may not be a legitimate company that you're dealing with. Also, some movers will ask for a really large payment up front in cash. That's certainly a red flag and a sign of concern that you might want to look at other options.
And now, on your website, moving.org, is there any place else that a person could get information as far as moving? Is there a publication or anything along those lines?
We do have some pamphlets that consumers can order on our moving.org website to help them learn about moving, and some specialty ones about moving with pets and plants and children and all those different types of brochures, home electronics type things, a guide to a satisfying move, and then more information about our Pro Mover program. So these are publications that they can order for free on our website, and we'll ship them to the consumer so that they can get prepared for that particular move. If they're looking to do a long-distance move, the federal government has a website, which is protectyourmove.gov, and you can also get some information from the government's website there.
And, of course, if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you might want to give some consideration to the fact that, you know, some of the things that you pointed out, moving with pets and the different electronics and things, the money you save doing it yourself could end up going away if you have a lot of problems with your move that a professional mover might see ahead of time and say, this is going to be an issue, here's how we're going to get around it. So you want to give that some thought. Even if you're thinking about doing it yourself, you may want to go ahead and get those estimates and go on the website, moving.org, and check it out and see what your options are just in case. Because sometimes, you know, the DIY, we like to do it, but sometimes it doesn't work out the best. And moving is one of those things where if you're like me, you don't like to do it, you don't do it very often, and when you do it, there's a whole lot of things that you just forget to take into consideration.
Absolutely. And the older you get, like me, I'm not sure I want to do all that heavy lifting and don't want to hurt my back or, you know, get my friends injured or something like that. So those are certainly things to be concerned about. Get a free estimate or two. It doesn't hurt to go and find out what type of a cost differential you're talking about. You may find it's not as expensive as you think.
Yeah, you might be surprised. And again, it's free. You're out nothing except maybe the time to make the contact and get that estimate. And in the end, it could pay off quite well. Moving.org is the website. Scott Michael, President and CEO of the American Moving and Storage Association. Any final thoughts before we go here?
I think it's great just to make sure that people are doing their research ahead of time, thinking through the process. Check out the tips that we have on moving.org and see what they can do to get ready and have a great move this summer.
And we live in the day and age of the Internet where research is you know, if you're careful, you can do some pretty good research just sitting in your living room or at your desk at work. And so there's really no good excuse not to check it out. Moving.org, the website. Scott Michael, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. Good talking to you.